continue with track here. They had a pretty good showing last week in Pratt. They will head to the Smoky Valley Invitational Friday. That's actually going to be held at southeast of Saline. We got a couple of seniors from the track squad joining us here. And we start off with Tara Rose. How are you doing this evening?
I'm good, Adam. How are you?
Doing all right. Well, you're two meets into your senior season. How's it been so far?
Pretty good. I had a good showing at Pratt, so I was pretty proud of that.
All right. And you mainly throw javelin?
Yes, and shot put.
And shot put, all right. And you're in the thrower's relay, right?
Oh, yes.
You've always got to include that, right? Shouldn't that be a state meet event?
I think why not?
I agree. But last week at Pratt, how were your distances maybe compared to where you were at this time a year ago?
I really improved from last year to this year at Pratt. I had two PRs in both the shot put and the javelin, so that was a really good meet for me, and I was really proud of myself then.
All right, and which one is your favorite event?
Probably javelin.
All right.
Just because I usually place more often in that.
Oh, that makes sense.
Yeah.
All right. Well, can you believe how fast this is going already? You'll have your third meet coming up here, and you'll be halfway through the track season after next Tuesday.
I know. Everything's just flying by.
All right. Go to Southeast there on Friday and then get one more meet at home. Has that sunk in yet?
Not really. I'm just trying to take everything week by week. There's so much going on this spring.
Yeah, and especially being a senior as well. That kind of throws that a wrench in there. But what's been your biggest takeaway from track here this year so far?
It's really anybody's game. Mm-hmm. You know, there's a lot of good competition, and we keep seeing good people. So,
do you have a certain goal in mind you'd like to hit?
I would like to go to state in javelin.
All right. All right. Well, hopefully that works out for you here. So you've had a good start to the year here, Tara. Congratulations. And enjoy your senior run here with the busy week coming up here.
Thanks, Adam.
All right. Once again, Senior Tara Rose joining us here. We got Freddie Signs here. Yeah. Remember, right? Yeah.
Yeah.
I got to remember since football. So, yeah. How you doing, man?
Good. How are you?
Doing all right. Out for track this year. I believe you're a sprinter, if I'm not mistaken.
Yeah.
How's that been working for you?
It's a lot to get used to. I haven't done track since seventh grade year, so.
Oh,
yeah.
What made you decide this is I'm going to come out this year?
Well, my mom kind of told me to join because my last year is my senior year. Why not finish doing something?
All right.
Before I graduated.
All right. Are you enjoying it so far?
Yeah. I mean, I like it. At first, I thought coach would put me in like long distance because that's what I did most of the time. But good thing he didn't because I was not going to run probably well at all.
I understand that. I feel your pain there. I wouldn't want to do that long distance either. How do you feel like that you did from meet one to meet two last week?
Oh, well, my first meet, I wasn't really used to the blocks yet, so I definitely needed to work on that. But then on my second meet, I PR'd twice and was way better off the block, so I just felt faster on the second meet.
All right. What would you like to see from yourself as you go on through this season?
Well, one of my goals is to hit like 11:10 on the 100-meter dash.
All right. And so in practice today, did you have to run into the wind like that?
No, ran with the wind. That was a good thing.
Well, that's good, yeah. Makes you feel a lot faster, doesn't it?
Yeah.
I'm with you. All right. Hopefully you enjoy your senior season here at track, and it's good to see that you're off to a good start here, and good luck to you coming up on Friday, and then, of course, the home meet next week.
Thank you, Adam.
All right. Senior Freddie Signs joining us here, and we'll get Coach Jim Turner joining us here. And, well, last Thursday you went to Pratt, and, we faced some bigger schools there. Of course, Pratt 4A, but Hayes was there as well. I don't know if they'd been there. McPherson, a bigger school, and then one of the Goddard schools. But how'd you feel like you guys were able to compete last week?
I thought we did all right. We didn't load up and take all our kids. We just took about 35, 40 kids, and we really focused on the relays. They let us run two relays, so I fill out the relay entries first. And so a lot of our kids might have been in three relays, a handful of them where they're not usually, so it took them out of an open event. I think boys were fifth or sixth as a team, and the girls like seventh. But, if I changed two events because we could have won a couple of them, if I wouldn't load up the relays, we'd have finished third in both. I mean, it was that tight from like 59 to 51 points. So, But the kids compete pretty well. The weather's really nice.
Do you see, I mean, you had the two meets last week, a lot of them that competed in Monday, Ulysses, and last Thursday at Pratt. Do you see a lot of improvement and a lot more confidence from your athletes from meet one to meet two?
Well, we actually did, which is kind of odd because of the short turnaround. But, yeah, we saw a lot of good things. Our 4x8s, we ran two in each, the boys and the girls, and a lot of really good splits on those, and we're really competing hard for those relay spots for boys and girls. And also the 4x4s. So, you know, it's anytime you get the relays out there and load kids up, I'm going to do it because I want to see who's going to be pushing to get on the relays at the end of the year. So, but it was a pretty nice day.
Do you feel like that you're starting to kind of see some of them separate to make those relay teams when you hit postseason?
Yes and no. You know, some relays, boys 4x4 getting a little separation, but yet, you know, Freddie ran his first 400 ever, and since maybe he ran seventh grade, I don't know. He ran a 54 split, which is really nice, so he'll probably get another opportunity here and there. And Kelton Cook, who has been running the 300 hurdles really well for us, well enough that we wanted to try him in the four, ran a 54 split also. But we do have four guys 53 and under right now, but that's not to say that one of those other guys doesn't push, you know, as we move in a couple weeks down the road. So, you know, any of the other relays, you know, we're still wide open. So,
and you mentioned Kelton. He had a pretty good run in the 300 hurdles. I think he's right around 42. And then speaking of hurdles, Priscilla had a really good performance there in both her hurdle races.
Yeah, Priscilla had a good race. She looked great at practice yesterday, three-step, five of them in a row. You know, and she even admits that when she gets in a race, she kind of gets uncomfortable. And instead of focusing on her steps and her stride length and everything else, she kind of panics and goes back to four-stepping, and that's when she drops off. So she can just keep herself in her lane and focus on herself. She'll be good there. And Kelton's just learning. I mean, this is first year ever running hurdles, and pops out with a 43.7 or 8, you know, at the JV meet, first time he ran in his life, and his form's getting better each time. I hope we can get him somewhere down the 40s.
Yeah. Well, you go to Southeast of Saline on Friday. I believe it's going to be still a Smoky Valley track meet.
Yeah. And, you know, Coach Kite, she's from Smoky Valley, Lindsberg, and her mom coaches there and said they haven't even started on the bleachers at Lindsberg and Bethany College yet, so we could easily be there. We're going to go 30 miles farther. So.
All right. Yeah, why not, I guess. But still some good 3A and 4A competition sprinkled in there on Friday.
Yeah, it'll be a good meet. You know, it'll be good for our kids. We'll see some different competition. We won't see at a regional this year, but it's always good to see those guys in case. And we will see a lot of them at state, so that's a plus.
Yeah, then the home meet next Tuesday.
Yep, home meet's right around the corner.
Yeah, and I think it's about the same group of teams this year at the meet.
Yeah, I think there's 19 teams. So
all right.
About 10 of them are 3A, 4A. So.
Well, that's always pretty fun to see the 1A through 4A's kind of battle.
Yeah, it's a lot more fun if the wind doesn't blow 30 miles an hour, so we'll see what we get.
Hopefully so here. Once again, Coach Jim Turner joining us here. Track off to a good start as well. And thanks again for the time, Coach, and good luck to you coming
right
up next week.
Thanks, Adam.